I thank you for your presence here in our cathedral today. I know with the weather and the ice and snow, a little unexpected when we thought the winter had ended. However, your presence here is a source not only of great joy to your parishes that you come from in the Newman Center at Eastern, but it is to the whole Church of Eastern Washington, the Diocese of Spokane. And why is that? Well, your decision to say yes to the Lord as catechumens and as candidates is a source of new life. And all new life is always a source of hope and renewal in our church. For those who are to be baptized, you receive this great gift of God to His church, the first step of holiness. Our candidates also, as catechumens, you will be sealed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit in confirmation to receive the strength that you and I need to live our faith each day. And then we'll be strengthened in Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the gift of Jesus Christ Himself in First Communion, Holy Communion, the Eucharist. For those that are your priests, your pastors, their deacons, the catechists, godparents, and sponsors, together you also receive great joy and renewed hope because you play a significant part in the lives of our catechumen and candidates. And yet we know we cannot be Christians in isolation. We need a community, the community He's given us, His church, strengths and weaknesses, saints and sinners alike. And thus the gospel for the first Sunday of Lent is the account of Jesus being tempted in the desert by the devil. We all experience temptation. We all need God's help. And in the sacraments, that gift of Christ present in His church, we have the grace and the strength to be faithful, to experience and to give back to God the fidelity that God would ask of Noah. Oftentimes there is this enthusiasm for the catechumens and candidates as they move forward in the faith. They have been in the RCIA and other programs. They have been led by the example of their teachers and catechists, encouraged by their sponsors. And then at Easter Vigil, after the longest Mass of the year, the mother of all vigils, we go back to day-to-day life. And there's a drifting away from the faith, that loss of the enthusiasm. Suddenly we become examples of the seed that are sown. Some trampled underfoot, some choked by thorns, others that become fertile and great. My prayer for each of you is that you will provide for our church a reminder for the lifelong Catholic Christians as to why we say, yes, we believe in Christ, and that we will produce 30, 60, 100-fold. Today is not meant to be lengthy. It is meant to be a hearty and a loving welcome in these days ahead as we as a church seek to be renewed during Lent, the springtime. Let us pray that the no of Ash Wednesday, of the dead ashes, will be at the Easter Vigil, the yes to Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.